The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, even though we're following two cycles, a cycle in Daniel and a cycle in Luke, for our first and second readings respectively, it kind of winds up being a wonderful coincidence today, because in the prophecy there of Daniel, the prophecy which the king is trying to have Daniel interpret, Christians, especially the early Christians, interpreted that dream of the king, interpreted by Daniel prophetically, as being about Jesus replacing the old kingdoms and the old temple with the new temple, the universal temple, in his own mystical risen body. And so the stone that's hewn down that destroys the final kingdom, which is made of tile and made of iron, a divided kingdom, which is divided through intermarriage, right? That stone that shatters the feet, which then, of course, shatters everything else, turns it into dust. That stone becomes, of course, this gigantic mountain. It becomes the new kingdom. It becomes, of course, the universal kingdom and temple in Jesus himself, the Son of God, who has come down from heaven. And then we get this reading, which is, of course, the big apocalyptic discourse of Luke there. We get the first stage of the predictions of Jesus. So remember, the apocalyptic discourses come in kind of two phases. The first phase is, the phase where the temple is going to be destroyed. And there Jesus says, okay, you see all these big, huge stones. And if you've ever been to Jerusalem, seen the temple, right? I mean, dims is big Herodian stones. They're huge. And of course, the people are thinking, these things are so big, nothing can ever budge them. And Jesus says, the time is coming when there won't be even one stone left upon another stone. Boy, was that true. They raised that thing down pretty good, even though the stones were huge. Now, of course, in the excavations, you can see them and things, but, and there are some Herodian walls left over, but boy, pretty much that prediction comes true. And what you see there and the way the Christian church interpreted it was, of course, that the temple there in Jerusalem was going to be replaced by the universal temple that Jesus is Jesus's own risen mystical body, right? And of course, that's going to become the temple until the second phase of the apocalyptic discourses. And in that second phase, of course, that is about the end of the world. So there's going to be this long time when Jesus is going to be the universal temple. But ultimately, even that is going to come to an end, says Jesus. And of course, we believe it because not only because Jesus was the Son of God, and that's the reason I believe it, but also because that first part of the prediction happened very, very much according to what Jesus had predicted. And I do believe that those apocalyptic discourses were very much formed before 70 AD. And even though the Gospels, part of the final redaction of the Gospel of Luke may have been written after that time, there is no question in my mind that those are the words of Jesus. And Jesus did predict the crumbling of the Jewish temple and the replacement of that temple by his own mystical risen body. So yes, we have this prediction, we have this this sense that everything is in transition, but that everything is going to, first of all, the kingdom of God through Jesus, and then ultimately to the kingdom of God itself, where Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit reside with all the blessed in heaven, upon which our faith is based. So, sic transit gloria mundi, yes, the glory of this world is fleeting indeed, but also the kingdom is eternal, transcendent, and grounded in the unconditional love of Jesus forever. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.